100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning. We're back for a Monday.
Woo!
One member of the team, though, down. Yes. Scott, he's away today. Mm. He's got some stuff on in Sydney, I think.
Yeah, just, he's always busy.
Yeah, he's got, I think, a concert or something, so he's taking the day off.
Fair enough.
Annual leave.
Yeah.
You're entitled to
That's what it's there for.
Exactly. Mm. How are you this morning, though, Ari?
Oh, God.
Fighting
I
fit?
I had a massive weekend over the weekend. Lots of socialising, lots of family time, so I'm exhausted. I didn't get home till like, probably 8.30 last night. Didn't get to bed till late. It was awful.
Yeah, I saw you had the tall takeaway coffee this morning. I was like, oh,
there's like three shots of coffee there. Oh, my God.
He wrote the person at McCafe or whatever, and this is not a sponsored bit.
No.
Unless you want to bring us coffee. they'll run in the machine. You're like, run that thing again. Another shot.
Ari's another one. Coming. Get that thing firing straight away.
I could just tell by the weight of it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of coffee in there.
Oh, look, I'm in my relaxed clothes today. There's no makeup on. I'm feeling quite tired. How are you, Creeper?
You know what? I'm ready to go for a new week.
Great.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So I've been watching bits and pieces of the Paralympics that's on over in Paris at the moment.
So impressive, isn't it?
Isn't it? Like, for example, this morning they had a replay of, there was about eight guys in one of the men's events on the track. So I think it was like a 200 metre race. And it was, two men per entrant. So one was blind and one could see. So, and then they were running together. So it was like a four-legged race, but they were connected via their wrists instead of their feet.
Yeah.
That's really impressive. But then I just also saw an event just recently, blind football.
Oh, yeah, where they got the bell in it? It's got a bell in it, and then they can hear where it is.
What?
So impressive.
Crazy. So obviously two teams, but with four players who are blind. There's one, as well as one who is sighted or visually impaired goalkeeper and whatever. So it's pretty much like five-a-side, but for those who are impaired visually. That's fascinating to me how they're able to recognise, again, where the ball is, how to, and who's there, how to manoeuvre. Yeah, amazing what your hearing can do for you.
Well, that's it, It's just so impressive, all of what's going on. Makes you think about, if you're able-bodied, what is possible, and get out of bed and do what you got to do for the day.
That's right.
Because you've got nothing. Your challenges are nothing.
Mm.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, I reckon like football, soccer players like around the world would be spewing because there's no offside rule in blind football.
Oh.
And offside is the bane of my existence.
Well,
I hate it.
So do I. I think offside should be removed.
Do you know what that is?
I've talked. Of course I do.
Okay.
I've talked about it on this show. I think it's the dumbest rule in soccer.
Mm.
And I think all offside should be removed.
Mm. Think about how many goals we could actually score if we had an offside rule.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's an open soccer pitch. Why can you not go to parts of it? To me,
that is
absolutely ridiculous.
Trying to make it more complicated.
Non-sports person.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
And it seems that the security at supermarkets in the UK is that they're ratcheting it up a notch because they've now been forced to place the security tags on tins of Milo. Because apparently
Milo.
It's a highly stolen item in the UK. Okay. Milo is a bit more expensive there. So a 400-gram tin is £6.60. So that's about $12 for
a
400-gram. That's not like the big dog tins.
Yeah.
And apparently it's a very stolen item. And so they've had to put like a little mesh net, like you might find around a bag of onions.
Oh, stop it.
And then a proper beeper that you have to remove like you're at a clothing shop.
Right.
So you're looking at the shelves because they've got pictures of the shelves there, and it's like Nesquik, no security tag.
No problem.
Cadbury's cocoa powder, no security tag. Milo, tag those boys up. It's highly stolen.
Well, probably because Milo's made here in Australia, like Australian-based products.
It's probably become, more stolen. It costs more because of that.
Mm.
I've noticed some of the other things in the background of the photos also tagged up. And this
likewise.
Is a big one. the baby formula.
Oh, there was issues with baby formula a couple of years ago,
wasn't
there?
That's right. It was all being hoarded and stuff and sold off to overseas where it's like hard to get and stuff.
Strange.
Very strange. Mm. And then so obviously they've tagged that up as well. Few things around though that are tagged that you might not expect. A lot of the meat now in Australia is security tagged.
See, it's interesting when you say tagged because they're not necessarily those big chunky plastic things that you see on clothing
items.
They're sticker things.
Yeah,
right?
They're much more like discreet now.
Yeah.
So they can just put a sticker over it that says fresh value or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, that's a weird spot for a sticker. That's because it's got a security tag under.
Well, I only found this out this year. That's what are happening to our meat.
Apparently very stolen item because it's so expensive. Some it's the prime cuts.
Yeah.
They're not putting it on the 3-star mince.
The Frankfurts.
That's right. They're not putting it on the, you know, home brand sausages. They're security. You can steal as many of those as you want. That's not advice, by the way.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm joking.
Yeah, please don't.
But these, the other thing that is, you know, has a lot of the tags, like your shaving products. Because they're so expensive. The razor blades.
Oh, they're ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like $60 for a 20-pack for men or whatever.
I don't get that.
So somebody's obviously stealing them and selling them on eBay. It's happened so much that they've got to tag them up.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
I mean, but Milo is an odd one to see. What's next? Our Ice Vovos, Tim Tams?
Twiggy Sticks. I'm telling you, those things are like $7.90 for a little pack.
Well, and you're a big fan of those.
I eat them all the time.
So,
I don't buy them, though. Mum does.
Oh, then you're not stealing them? That's the main
thing. Yeah.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Obviously, lots of stuff going on in France at the moment. The Paris Games and whatever. The Paris Olympics are still on. Well, France, as we know it, basically, is a very progressive country. You know, it's known for its style, its finesse, its innovation, the relaxed culture, all this.
Croissants.
Croissant, correct. Yeah. Well, you could say an attraction just opened up over in the south of France that itself is very immersive and, I don't know if you would say it's full of style, but it's definitely innovative. Nudes are a major feature of this latest, newest exhibition at the Marseille, thank you, Museum of European and Mediterranean Civilizations, and not only on the walls. So I'm talking about nude paintings, nude photographs.
Oh, yes.
It's all about an art exhibition full of nudes.
And look, in a gallery, art gallery setting,
yep,
they're going to paint people in the nude in the olden times.
Absolutely.
It was just a given.
Even currently, apparently. Well, the museum is now allowing visitors to discover their relationship to what they call naturism by viewing the works of the art naked. So, like, these people, they're turning up to this special exhibition at only certain times and only open it for a certain time, like at night.
Yeah,
where it's, like, not with the general patrons.
Families in there. Go, Mum, what's all that?
Mm. It's like, well, stop pointing at people's bits, darling.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's right. So, you're allowed to wear your shoes, because obviously hygiene.
You can wear your shoes. Seems weird to say obviously in this situation, but yes, continue.
But I just think it's so weird. They're allowing these special patrons, you could say, come in to watch and look at nude paintings and look at them while also nude.
In the nude.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Imagine this, right, mm-hmm. Ari? You've travelled overseas. You're in Marseille, you're there, it's you know, very French, you've just had a baguette for breakfast,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking around and then you see this exhibition. Oh, this exhibition's come up, this looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You and your partner, Will, you grab a ticket, you go along, are you going to strip down and look at the paintings as they're supposed to be looked at?
Probably not. I mean,
it's a no from you.
I think the weirdest part about this is you can be fully naked but have to have your shoes on. Like, I find that the most uncomfortable thing.
That's your problem, is it?
Yes.
See, I take my shoes off, leave them on, whatever. It doesn't bother me. The rest of my clothes, though, we might have a bit of a problem.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So over the weekend, I decided to take a little visit to Mad Mex and get myself like a cheeky burrito.
Oh, is that your go-to? What's on your normal burrito order?
I don't mind a bit of like the Mexicali beef or like the pulled beef.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Beautiful.
Are you an extra guac person?
Yes. have to have time. Guac and sour cream without a doubt.
Okay,
love
good.
It to bits. The thing was, though, Mad Max is always such a great place. I mean, they do have wonderful staff there, especially at Cameron Park Plaza.
are you trying to get a freebie?
Oh, I wish, hey. Like, that stuff is beautiful. Anyway, so I was being served by this lovely young woman. She was probably about my age, like around her mid-20s or something like that. And she used like terms of endearment when she was serving me. She's like, oh, did you want beans and rice on that, Joe? She's like, oh, that's just $16.50, hun. Like all that type of thing. And I'm thinking, so here's my thought. When we're the same age, can you use like the hun, dull, love? Is there an age limit to using these terms?
You've assumed that she's the same age as you. She might be 40. And just looked
them.
Yeah, well, that's some people don't. Some people look younger than they are. Happens all the time.
Yeah, but it was just such a weird experience. Like, it's as lovely, but I'm thinking, do you have to be, like, over the age of 40 to be able to use that?
That's a good question. Some people are also old souls.
True.
They just, you know, they have that at heart. So I think if you want to use it, you use it.
Okay.
You can call someone. It feels weird for me to call someone Dahl, though. It just doesn't work.
Again, Dahl?
No.
You're out there, Dahl?
It's not a match for me. Some people it works with, me definitely not.
Just throw it out there one day at work and just see
how
it's
never going to happen. It will never, I will never say those things. Those words will never pass my lips again.
Oh, bugger.
New FM. Hey! We're going to want to remember. The Novos. On this day.
Oh, taking a look back in history, September 2nd, not December as I thought it was earlier. I'm on Christmas holidays in my mind already.
Oh, gosh.
Now, if we look back to 1666, cast your mind back.
Huh?
Yeah, it was on this day that the Great Fire of London caught. This was huge. Burned for 4 days and destroyed a large part of the city, including 13,000 houses.
Oh, my God.
And the old St. Paul's Cathedral. It was a big fire.
Ooh.
Now, to my mind, the most interesting story to come from the Great Fire of London was from an English, I guess, person from the aristocracy. He was famous for writing lots of diaries that were published, and he was also a naval administrator. His name was Samuel Pepys.
Okay.
He was so terrified that all his things might burn that he dug a hole in his back garden and buried his most valuable possessions, including things like his papers and his gold.
Oh, my God.
But also a large wheel of Parmesan cheese.
You're joking. No, that's a joke.
No, that is absolutely true.
Was he also of an Italian background?
Not at all. He just loved Parmesan cheese. It was very valuable. He had a big wheel of it. And he said, I'm going to save this, otherwise it might melt.
You know what? He's got his priorities straight. I appreciate that. Well done to you, Peeps.
Gold. Mortgage papers, probably, or whatever he's got.
His diaries.
His diaries and his cheese. That's all you need in life.
Oh, life lesson.
Moving forward to 1789, the United States Treasury Department is set up.
Wow.
To eventually become one of the most powerful, or the most powerful in the world. In 1969, sticking on the theme of money, the first ATM is used in the United States.
That's very cool.
And it began operation, and it was installed by, and there's so many weird banks over there. There's literally hundreds and hundreds of banks in America.
Oh.
It was the Chemical Bank in Rockville Center, New York.
That's a bit strange.
Look up banks in America. They've got one in every town.
So, of all different names.
Yeah, all different names. It's a different system over there.
Yeah.
Then if we move forward to 1993, the United States partners with Russia to build the International Space Station.
Oh, so cool.
Very interesting.
Iconic.
And, well, long time it's been up there, since the early 90s.
Yeah, wow.
That is incredible.
Mm.
Some famous birthdays. Selma Hayek turning 57.
Oh, she looks great.
Still looks really good. Zedd, the singer, 34.
Mm-hmm.
Keanu Reeves turning 59.
Still a good-looking rooster.
Still one of the best.
Yeah.
And much beloved by the internet citizens.
Look, he's very wise. He comes out with some very interesting quotes, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
For good reason, then.
Yep, part of the Matrix.
And today, well, that too.
Yeah.
And today, celebrate this, it's World Coconut Day.
Oh, do you like coconut?
Big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shredded.
Shredded.
Desiccated.
desiccated.
Out of a
meal.
Coconut.
Straight out of it. It's fresh.
Straight
coconut
out the
milk.
Top.
Other coconut based products.
Love it.
Whittaker's coconut shredded chocolate. Golden Rough.
Oh,
I've got no
moisturizer.
More. Yeah, or, yeah. God, it's very versatile, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you were walking along, right, coconut hadn't been discovered, and you saw that sitting up in a tree, you wouldn't think, God, that'd taste good in chocolate, would you? It doesn't look appealing.
No, it doesn't.
It looks like a, you know, rough old, hairy old ball up there in the tree.
Well, yeah, but it also smells, tastes very good. You know, fun fact, actually, the first time my mum met my partner, Will, she gave him a hug. The first thing she said to me after he left was, he smells like coconut. There you go.
That is extraordinary.
She loves it. New FM. The Novos. The Novos. I did see an article, a lifestyle article, rather, pop up the other day, and I felt like I deeply related to it. It gave me a sense of nostalgia and made me think about how far you've come, you know, moving into your adulthood.
Oh, yeah.
How much you've developed over time, right?
Well, I would consider you a very developed person.
Oh,
so
thanks.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
It's all panned out well for you.
So this article asks the question, what did you not appreciate as a kid that you do as an adult? And this was also posted to Reddit and, of course, garnering a lot of comments of different types.
All right. So what comes to mind, or what do you want to talk about first?
Well, first of all, I want to say, like, what some of the top comments were.
Sure.
What people feel collectively.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, taking naps and early bedtimes. Like, as a kid, you weren't about it. You're just like, no, I want to stay up late. You know, why do I need to sleep? I don't need to sleep.
Interesting you mentioned that. The first one I'd written down was sleep-ins.
Really?
I'm claiming that on my bingo card.
Okay.
Close enough.
Fair enough. The second one was wearing Crocs and sandals. You didn't want to wear Crocs and sandals as a kid, but you do now because they're one of the most comfiest pieces of footwear.
Ah, they're too ugly. I still have to know for me. That one is not on my bingo card at all.
Okay, well, let's stick to feet for the moment.
Sure.
Socks for gifts. I love getting socks for Christmas because that means I don't have to worry about buying them. I don't think about buying socks.
But as a kid, you go, oh, what a stinking present.
Yeah, where are my Bionicles? Where's my Polly Pocket? Like,
yeah, give me something decent.
That's right.
Yeah,
and also,
I'll give that.
One that was quite true and I totally forgot about it, the news. So when you're a kid, you don't want to be sitting there watching the news.
Oh,
and watch
it's
the
most
Simpsons.
Boring program out there as a kid.
Round the twist, watch something interesting, but the news is like, oh, Mum and Dad are watching this again. Like, this bores me. I don't know anything about the world, whatever. Obviously, when you grow up into adulthood, you start to appreciate it because you're like, I need to know what's going on around
me. Yeah, you
want to know. Yeah, that's it. Or you want to work in news like I did. So there you go. So some things that I thought about, what I didn't appreciate as a kid that I do now, having to book appointments for things.
Oh, that is good.
Mm. Also, how long it takes to cook meals. Like, I didn't understand that or appreciate that as a kid. Mum would just do it for me. But I hate cooking meals because it just takes too long. I'm like, just let me put a pie in the microwave, heat that up, we're good to go.
Done, yeah.
Mm. Also, coffee.
Oh, as a kid, that's the worst smelling thing out there.
Hideous.
Yeah, it's no good. But as soon as you, I guess, need more energy and have less time, you couldn't get enough coffee.
Exactly.
As an adult.
And you're famous for that. You have like, what, 6 cups a day, Creamer?
No, not that many. All right, here's some that I come to mind for me.
Yeah.
As a kid, you don't appreciate free food.
Free food?
Like, meals are served to you or food is there for you and you go, great, that's dinner.
You just get it out of the cupboard, right?
You don't think about it again. When you're an adult, if someone gives you a cooked meal or a free anything, you're like, oh my God, this is the best.
It's like when you go like to Costco or some other like markets or super shops. Other like grocery stores.
Supermarkets?
No,
are
supermarkets.
You okay?
No. And like you get like those free samples and stuff, you immediately run. It's like, how many
your
free
day
samples
is
can I get?
Someone
That's
gives
it.
You a free bag of chips as an adult. You can't even believe it.
Right?
Okay, here's another one that comes to mind. Not having to be anywhere.
Oh.
When you're a kid, you don't really have to be anywhere.
No.
Especially on the weekends.
No.
You just in and around home. No one expects you to be somewhere else.
No. They don't require anything from you.
Name a day as an adult where you didn't have to be anywhere. I challenge you. It doesn't happen.
Not really, no.
Even on the weekends, you've got to be somewhere doing something.
Yeah, it's you've got to go to appointments. You've got to do some life admin.
You always have to be somewhere.
Yeah.
And then the other one is holidays. When you're a kid, right, school holidays, they start strong.
All the time.
Oh, how good's this? You can sleep in, play video games, whatever you want.
Yeah.
By week two, you're thinking, oh, God, this is boring. I just want to go back to school.
Mm.
As an adult, I'd give my left arm for another week of holidays. I mean, there's never enough holidays as an adult.
That's true.
Give me more. But when you're a kid, you just don't appreciate it.
That's it.
So if you're a kid listening, or if you've got kids, tell them to appreciate all that stuff.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So yesterday I went down to Sydney to see my brother and sister-in-law and the dogs with my dad for Father's Day.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, so we all got together. It was lovely. So what we decided to do was some quesadillas, a charcuterie board and whatever for lunch, have a few little drinks.
You are living good.
It was really good. Two interesting things that did pop out yesterday was, first and foremost, there's an Italian-style deli at Narellan, which is like a shopping centre near them.
Yeah.
Really, really popular. But I did notice in the fridges, get this, Hunter Bell Cheese Co. products.
Oh, you love to see mm-hmm. our local heroes just making it big.
Yeah, in the big city. Amazing stuff.
South Newcastle is flourishing.
That's right. Well, there was a lot of...
We'll become part of Newcastle. Sydney will become part of Newcastle when
exactly.
I'm mayor.
When you're mayor. Okay. There's a promise, ladies and gentlemen. Also, what was great on the selling and buying point of view was my brother and sister-in-law, they're trying to sell a lot of their, like, big-ticket items ahead of their move to America early next year.
Right.
So, like, they've sold one of the cars, the motorbike, they're selling the TVs or whatever.
Mm.
So, yesterday afternoon, after a couple of cheeky drinks, we all sat down with spreadsheets and everything, going through all the things.
What a fun family activity.
No. But I didn't make the spreadsheet, so yeah. I didn't have to do any admin. I just had to go around the house and pick out all the items that I want to buy from them for a very, very cheap price, of course.
What are you buying?
The Nespresso machine, first and foremost.
Oh, you're a big Nespresso person, are you?
100%. Mum and Dad have already got a Nespresso machine, so I want it for my next house, I suppose.
Or for your bedroom.
What? Could you imagine?
At the Cameron Park Manor?
It can't get more Italian than that. Having an espresso machine in your bedroom. That's crazy.
George Clooney with his pinky out.
Yep,
hello.
That's it. Simone Ashley popping up. Yep. But also, so I wanted that. I also wanted one of the TV cabinets. I've got all the smart lights that I can say, hey, Siri, and it turns everything on. Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, so you're going to come out of this a winner?
Absolutely. I'm going to get all of this, including the Xbox for like under $300.
Not too bad.
That's very good.
Not a bad price.
Yeah. So that's the life lesson. Try and buy stuff from your family members. I'll give it to you cheaper.
Well, yeah, exactly. Mm. So when are they moving again? Start of the year.
Next year, I think. Okay. I think. But they're moving in with us in Cameron Park in like late November.
Oh, so that stuff's coming soon.
Yeah, a couple months away.
You'll
it's going to be crowded
brewing
house.
Coffee in your own room. What a win.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Today is International Mouth Guard Day.
Oh, they are so uncomfortable, mouth guards.
They're not great, yeah.
No.
It's sort of rubbery and sort of just fit weird.
Tastes funny
as well.
Mm.
But it got us talking about mouth guards. They are important if you're playing contact sport. Yeah. Otherwise, you can end up with broken teeth, which is
absolutely.
Well expensive mm. and no good.
Mm.
So we want to know, 4967 4105, how did you break your teeth? Maybe it was you, someone you know, family member, friend, that sort of thing. Sports is one area it can happen.
Absolutely.
But it can just happen in everyday life.
Oh, and it does regularly in my household, Cravo.
Right, have you got any stories to start us off?
My mum, the poor woman. So she's not had a good track record with her teeth, but she was eating. I was showing her this new lolly that came out on the shelves like 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, oh, mum, it's beautiful. It's just a little bit chewy, but not too much. It was like a sour strap or whatever.
Okay.
And she takes a bite into it, chews it for 2 seconds. Just one of her back teeth, like, split apart.
Oh,
yeah,
it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it happens quite regularly too.
Very, very cringing about when that happens.
Mm.
My dad is the famous one in our family. He had like this early balance board as a kid.
Okay,
it was like a one sort of wheel in the middle, and you like had to balance.
Mm.
Went down, knocked out all his front teeth. He's had false teeth in the front ever since.
Oh.
all out in one go. It was before they knew to put them back in and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
All in one go.
Well, I remember when I was playing soccer quite a few years ago, and sometimes you unfortunately get either kicked in the face or the ball gets kicked in your face.
Yep.
This instance, I was playing in the midfield. Someone tried to strike the ball a bit too hard, and they did. Came up, hit me in the mouth, of course, and, you know, not broke my tooth, but it made my one of my bottom teeth fall out.
Because, oh, my God.
The velocity behind it, the pressure, it hurt too.
When did you break your teeth?
That's it.
This is the area we move into. Had a message about a tooth incident.
Yeah, so Susan just sent in her story. So her husband was playing Brandies, which was like a chasey game or something when he was 13, ran full pelt into the clothesline, slapped both his front teeth off.
Oh.
Both. Like, how unlucky do you have to be?
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. In Rutherford, Amanda, tell us about your tooth incident.
Hi, I not broke my teeth. My teeth got really brittle when I was pregnant with my first, and we're out for a final hurrah birthday dinner eating suckling pig, and both front teeth down the bottom have chipped away at the back.
Oh, my God. You poor thing.
Interesting that became very brittle.
Yeah, I guess it's just part of the... Is it one of the pregnancy things that can happen, isn't it? God, that is a rough go.
She'll never eat pig again.
Well, probably not. You go, oh, is this a nice bit of crackling? No, it's not. It's my teeth.
It's tough stuff, I have to say. Millie in Maitland. Hey, Millie, when did you break your teeth?
Hello. Actually, it wasn't me.
Okay.
It was my little brother. And we were at our old house and they were riding a bike, my two little brothers, they were riding a bike together and, on the road, and they're being very careful of the road rules and all that. And I decided to say, hey, Addy, look at me. Look, I've got something to show you, and didn't realize that the other one was going in the same direction. So long story short, they, crashed into each other and, one of them chipped his front tooth, and we actually didn't realise until dinner that night when he smiled at us and Mum dropped her knife and fork and went, what happened to your teeth?
How can you not realise? I guess it's just all the commotion of the accident.
Adrenaline.
And the adrenaline.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Mum's dropping her knife and fork.
Yeah.
Yep. And I kind of just went, wasn't me.
Is it, do they still have that, different smile to this day?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolute classic. You'll never forget that situation.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
And if you want to get your hands on some prizes for your Monday morning, starting the week off right, should I say, Crevo, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a game of Lowest to Lux. Of course, how it works, so just so you know, we get you to list three things in order, from the cheapest to the most expensive. They can be items from anywhere of any type. All you have to do is just say which one's cheapest to the middle to the most expensive.
The lowest to the luxe, if you will.
Yeah.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Tom in Chisholm. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
G'day, everyone. Yeah, doing pretty well for a Monday morning off the back of a night's win.
Yeah, you feel good, don't you, when you go strut into Monday and you're like, nights are done well, I feel good, isn't it?
Oh, undoubtedly. And beautiful weather, able to mow the lawn, Father's Day. What more could you want?
A great question. You
know
what?
Giant.
Can we just give Tom the ticket straight up? No, he's got to win. You got to win. Okay.
We'll play the game first, and then we'll talk. Okay, so, Tom, you know how the game works?
Yeah, I do, but happy to hear the rules one more time.
Okay, three items of any kind from anywhere. You need to list them from the cheapest to the middle to the most expensive in price, okay?
All right, Ari.
Okey-doke.
Take it away.
Well, Tom, you did just mention some great weather, so because it's been wonderful over the weekend, how about a Wanderer Premium Moon Chair with a wine holder from BCF? That's your first item. Your second item is going to be the 20-pack Victoria Coffee Bags Espresso from Coles. And then the third item on the list is two adult VMAX movie tickets to go and see Beetlejuice at Event Cinemas. Okay. Just a quick recap for you as well.
That's a tough one.
First item was the premium moon chair with wine holder. So it's like a camping chair.
Yeah, they're sort of like round ones, aren't they?
Yeah, they're so comfortable.
Yeah, they look like the moon.
They
full
do.
Moon.
That's why it's called moon chair.
Got it.
Then you've got the 20 pack of coffee bags from the Victoria brand from Coles.
They're like tea bags, but for coffee.
Yep, beautiful. And then you've got the VMAX movie tickets, two of them to go to event cinemas. So,
right.
What do you think's the cheapest out of those, Tom?
Well, let's go ahead and we'll put the coffee bags in first.
Okay.
I have had those before, so hopefully they weren't too expensive.
Yep, okay. And then what's in the middle?
I think I'm going to go to the movie tickets, but I haven't been to the movies in a long time, and I know it can be a costly experience.
It
but
can be, you're not wrong.
If it's just the tickets, it's not the popcorn, it's not the choc pop, not the drink.
I love your problem solving here.
That's good.
Which so then leaves so the chair at the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to lock that in?
Yeah, let's lock it in. Why not?
Beautiful. All right, Tom. Your first item was a 20-pack of coffee bags from Coles. $8.75. Too bad in price.
It's starting well. Yep.
Okay. So your movie tickets, two adults to go to a VMAX movie. Can be expensive. $56 for two VMAX tickets on their own.
Okay.
Okay. Then that leaves the moon chair with the wine holder from BCF. $150. You're up to the
night. Yes.
Happy day.
I knew it.
You're a Knights fan. The Knights tickets are all yours. They're gold reserve as well. So enjoy that.
Awesome.
Let's bring them home to the finals, hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I like to hear. A true believer winning the tickets and another local winner minted here on UFM.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
In step with the band and musical heavyweights Oasis coming back together for a UK-based tour. This has been all over the news for the past week or two.
Of course.
We all know about it. Wonderwall musicians, they're great. Well, it's brought up a lot of talk about the Gallagher brothers, especially Noel and Liam's long-standing rivalry.
They have been at each other's throats, it seems, since the day the band broke up, and probably every day before that as well.
Yeah, they're like formed in the early 90s, and then not even a couple of years later, they had their first falling out, and then it's just been like a repeated incident on and off for the past 15 years.
Well, the breakup happened right before a show. They just didn't do the show. That's how petty they are.
Throwing tambourines at each other even, like that happened at one stage. Just ridiculous. So like you've got publications like Rolling Stone, the New York Times, publishing their own timelines and summaries of their feud from the outset of the early 90s, like I said. But the first initial instance when this happens, yes, it can cause an everlasting feud. Like
it has in this situation.
It's tough when you fight with your sibling. I know what it's like. I have a brother, Krivo, you don't have any siblings, but
no
you
siblings.
See this, right?
Sure.
Yeah, you see it in your friends and whatever. Well, along with all of these brand new timelines and summaries and publications that have come out, there's also been kind of recaps over time of some of the biggest famous sibling rivalries.
Oh, yeah. It's so juicy when they play out in the media.
I know.
Because everyone's telling their side of the story, friends of them, you know, oh, I'm close to this person, this is what's happened.
You're getting information from all different sources.
And it's superb. I love gossip.
Yeah, not always
so
from the horse's mouth. Yeah. Well, I've gone and done some digging myself, and you might recognise some of these famous rivalries, so let me just list off a few for you.
Okay.
First and foremost, the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, now, are they back together again?
They are, yeah.
Because they've had some fallouts, I know that. And then, I can go solo. Yeah, only if you're Joe, though. The others, who
and
knows?
Nick.
Well, yeah, sort of,
Kevin
I guess.
Kevin doesn't really sing. He kind of backs up a backup. Yeah.
He's the backup to the backup.
He's the whiz on the guitar. He's like the best musician out of all three of them, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But they broke up to pursue their own careers before reuniting in 2019. So basically,
right.
From 2013 to 2019, they were trying to pursue solo acts.
And they realised, separate, they're all a bit rubbish. Together, they're okay.
Well, people love the Jonas Brothers because they're like the best trio. They're awesome. Well,
agree to disagree, but let's continue.
Of my generation, anyway. Yeah. The next one, Kourtney and Kim Kardashian. Oh. Now, the two oldest, I want to say.
I think
Kardashian
so.
Kardashian sisters, yeah. So
they're getting on now, aren't they?
They're okay. Like, they seem to continually have, like, a fallout every so often. They're just not as close as they are with their other sisters.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they famously got into a fist fight on camera their reality show a couple of years ago. Yeah, over Kourtney's claimed poor work ethic. So it's like, you're not doing enough, Kourtney.
Yeah, well, I mean, what age are they now? Anyway, 50? Is it Kardashians in their 50s yet?
Late 30s, early 40s, oh, okay. I think some of them are.
Maybe I've over-exaggerated there slightly.
Well, then you've got, of course, the royals. So Prince William and Harry.
That is a world-class sibling rivalry.
Well, just like 10 minutes ago, we've got the Today Show on in studio. Apparently there's a claimed reunion between these two. Like, royal watchers have got their eye out for it.
Yeah, they've seen the Gallagher brothers and thought, £50 million, that'll get them back together. Let's put them on tour.
Absolutely. But I think one of the most interesting that you may or may not know about is between sports brands Puma and Adidas back in the day. So these two companies actually developed a feud between German brothers, Adolf and Rudolf Dassler. So they invented and Adidas. But these brands came about because they couldn't stop feuding with each other. They're just well, you're going to do your own thing, I'm going to do mine, we hate each other.
Yeah, well, I did sort of remember that in the back of my mind. Adidas, obviously the winner.
Yeah, I reckon.
Because Puma, I mean, you've heard of them, but they're not as big as Adidas.
I mean, they look cool like a Converse shoe, but Adidas, they're the prime sports brand, I reckon.
Well, behind Nike.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done well to get to second, whereas Puma, who knows what rank they are.
Yeah.
19th, maybe?
Probably.
That's just a guess, though.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
At the weekend, got home from the shops and Mayfield awash with smoke.
What happened?
Well, I was, you know, had to look into it, of course, straight on the gossip community Facebook groups.
Yeah, I love those.
So you find out all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there was a grass fire at Warrabrook.
Damn.
So, you know, there's at Warrabrook, there's that sort of lake dam thing down at the bottom.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite nice, actually. Anyway, there was a big grass fire at the side of that. Luckily, the fire's got it under control quick, but it was so windy at the weekend.
Right,
and
it could have spread anywhere.
Well, it was very lucky. There's a lot of houses near there.
Yeah.
But they were able to get it under control. But it just makes you a bit nervous. You might be in for a hot season.
Yeah.
You know, be alert. Get your fire plans in order and all that sort of stuff, especially if you live near an area that can have fires.
That's right.
Make sure you've got a survival plan in place. Just, you know, have a chat to your family, work out what your plan is, get ready for this summer.
Plus, also have the emergency services number on your phone.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of that goes as a given.
Report things, yep.
Yeah, just be ready. To be prepared is better, is my message there.
Good.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Asking the question, when did you end up in the wrong place? Now, I shared this story just briefly last week on the show when Julie, who works at the shop, had a day off, decided to go down, visit her daughter and go to the movies at Tuggera.
Yep.
Took the train, got busy talking on the phone, just chatting away, sidetracked, ended up at Woi Woi.
Poor thing. That would have been stressful.
Then she had to go back and then she was busting out of the toilet, had to get off at another station, quickly tried to find the toilet, train left, and then she had to wait another like 45 minutes for the next train. She ended up spending nearly 6 hours on the trains, didn't even get to see the movie, didn't get to have lunch with her daughter. Total miss of a day. Sometimes you end up in the wrong place.
Yep.
It can be that sort of thing with trains. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Oh, I have, yeah, definitely. So a couple of years ago, for example, I was working in the CBD here in Newcastle, and I was catching from Newcastle Interchange, had to go into Cardiff, you know, because that's where my car was. Like, it was just easy to catch a train in and out for parking reasons. Anyway, so it was after a long shift, and I ended up falling asleep past Cardiff train station. Woke up when I got to Fassifern, and if anyone knows, like, Fassifern from Cardiff, not that close. So I ended up waking up there, walked home from Fassifern.
Oh, what a nightmare. Yeah. That is a long walk.
Yes.
Also, it can happen with GPS or, like, directions going wrong.
True.
So the street I live in, there's also another street of the same name over at Lake Macquarie.
Oh, is there really?
So I've had at least four times, and it's then when you type this like my street into Google Maps, yep. The name of my street, that one is the one at Lake Macquarie comes up first.
Oh,
so I've had one of my best friend when he was first visiting our place here in Mayfield.
Yeah,
he turned up at the place at Lake Macquarie, drove down the driveway around the back. He's like, "Oh my god, dude, your place is massive! Like, this is so impressive."
Oh my god!
I was like, I don't think you're at my house. It's a 30-minute drive from this place at Lake Macquarie. I know that because we also had another friend who was visiting.
Yeah.
Same thing happened when I used to sell a few things on Facebook Marketplace at home. I had a couple of customers turn up at the place at Lake Macquarie. It happens fairly regularly. Friends, like deliveries even have happened that way as well.
Gosh.
It's actually quite annoying.
Yeah, it would be after a while.
Well, yeah, especially for them, not for me. I'm just at home. I'm already at home. No problems
for me.
You're
okay.
Yeah.
No fuel spent.
Sometimes, though, you end up in the wrong place. Mm. Maybe you get on a wrong connection. Maybe you've put the wrong thing into Google Maps like that.
Yep.
Or maybe it's a train falling asleep situation, that sort of thing. 4967 4105. When did you end up in the wrong place? Julie, that works in the shop, unfortunately ended up in Woi Woi when she wanted to end up in Tuggera by just being on the phone, having a good old chin wag, and suddenly, oh my god, that's not my station. Mm. I'm not meant to be here.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you've got to make your way all the way back. She missed her lunch, she missed her movie date with her daughter. What a nightmare, right?
Mm.
Sometimes the GPS takes you wrong as well.
That's
you
right.
can end up with a bit of a GPS wrong moment. We've just had at the Novos _ as well. I believe
yep.
there's a message in there. Yeah?
Absolutely. You can always get in touch at any time. So Ellie just wrote in and said that she was on a night out. She was walking around town and she had a bit too much to drink. So she ended up going probably at least 3 blocks away from her street. Yeah, it was just a nightmare.
And when you're drunk, it's no fun at all.
We don't have any sense of direction.
Yeah, all that sort of gear.
Yeah, a house that looks similar to yours, it wasn't. She was in trouble.
Joe in Lambton, I believe you've had a bit of a GPS moment.
Oh, I had a GPS moment.
Tell us about it. What happened?
I have visited every tunnel there is in Sydney. I can tell you the ins and outs of them.
Oh, you know what? The North Connects and stuff, so confusing, right?
Yes, while trying to avoid every single one of them. I went in every one of them.
Oh, my God. So where were you trying to get to?
From Sydney Airport to Newcastle.
Oh, sure.
That is, you're fraught with tunnels in that
and
route.
Tolls.
Oh, yes, I'm waiting on the bill.
Yeah, what an absolute nightmare. Look, I feel for you, and I think a lot of people can relate to that going to Sydney, that North Connects as well. It sneaks and sucks you in, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Okay, let's go to Cardiff South. Good morning, Matt. Where did you end up?
Well, I ended up, we're out in Sydney. I used to always go to Rudy Hill RSL for work conferences and
sure.
we're down in Sydney for a weekend out.
Oh, yeah.
And we were meant to get a train back to Newcastle and had a few too many, as you do, on the nights out and ended up at the Vegas of the West, the Rudy Hill RSL. So I just jumped on a train and, yeah, ended up at Rudy Hill RSL. So no idea how I've got there. I was meant to be coming home to Cardiff train station.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had to ring my wife and say, well, look, I don't know where I am. I've ended up at Rudy Hill RSL. I don't know how I've got there, but,
So you were trying to go out in the city and then you were like, oh, I'll just go home now, back to Cardiff.
Well, we're down for a buck show down at the Cross with one of my cousins' husbands, and we're all heading back to Newcastle. I was going to get off the train at Cardiff, and my wife was picking me up at some stage, and I've ended up at Rudy Hill RSL. So just
what a nightmare!
Because that's where we ended up going for work. So.
What an absolute nightmare. And that's so far away on public transport to get out from out west back to Newcastle is a total disaster.
You know what? He could have just continued the fun over at the RSL. Didn't need to go home at all.
Yeah, a couple of slaps and a few drinks and it's a happy night out.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
very exciting week, but also a very busy week for my partner, Will. So
what's going on?
He's obviously, like what I've said before on the show, he's involved in a lot of local musical theatre. He loves to perform whatever.
Has he got a week of surprises for you? Is that what's happening?
No.
Ari's week of surprises?
No, well, my surprise for him over the weekend was I finally brought the tickets for myself and my parents to go and see his latest show, Bonnie and Clyde, which is at Warners Bay.
Oh, nice.
Opening night is Thursday night, just by the way. There's four shows.
What did that set you back?
Oh, they're about $35 each.
Do you not even get a free ticket as the partner?
No, I went to Adam's family for free, so that's fine.
Oh, but this one you have to pay for?
Well, I wanted to make sure that, you know, if he did get a free ticket, he could give it to someone else. It's someone else's turn.
I'm sorry. As the girlfriend, you should get a free ticket to his show, if it's up the back.
Oh, look, he can just buy me a bottle of Prosecco afterwards and it'll be the same thing. It's fine. Anyway, so he's exhausted, right? They just bumped in, which basically means they've moved their set pieces into the theatre for the week.
Yeah, setting up chairs and tables and wiping down cupboards and stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. Getting the lighting right, whatever, making sure everyone has their own little space and whatever. So, yeah, it's going to be quite interesting. He says there's still a bit to do. Rehearsals are still in full swing, but Thursday, Friday and Saturday should be fun. A lot of fun, yeah.
Has he got his own dressing room?
I don't know.
With, like, this sign on it and everything?
He might.
Like, his exclusive one?
Yes.
Do you reckon, like, even though you haven't got free tickets, mm-hmm. do you reckon you can get access to that?
What, like a backstage tour?
Yeah.
Or maybe I should get some special passes.
That's like those ones that go around your neck with a lanyard?
Yes.
Oh, nothing like that.
Maybe I should just make myself one. They won't know the difference.
That's a good plan. See his, you know, his private dressing room and all that.
I'll just talk to the director. Maybe he'll just be like, yeah, Ari, come on through.
What does he have in his rider? Only yellow M&Ms? Is it that sort of stuff?
No, he likes our nerd clusters and...
Was he 12?
No, he just knows what he likes, and that's okay.
Oh, my God.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Yesterday, of course, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Woo-hoo. Belated to all of those who celebrate. It can be a tough day for some as well. You know, thoughts with you. It was my first Father's Day.
Oh, have you got some stories for us?
Well, it was a lot of fun. You know, I sort of went into it not knowing what to expect in a way. Mm-hmm. But it was actually so lovely. So originally, we planned a picnic. But being the windiest day in Newcastle history, I was worried the baby was going to blow away. And I thought, that wouldn't be a fun Father's Day, you know, chasing the baby down some Newcastle beach as it takes off in the pram.
Father of the year you would be.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Kites are fun to blow away. Babies, less so. So I thought, you know what, we'll just stay at home, do a bit of a barbecue, that sort of thing.
Nice.
It'll be a bit easier, right? And it was. It was just so nice just to hang out at home and all that. And Emmy really pulled out all the stops.
Did she?
So out came this golden gift box, right? Which was just stunning in itself. Open that up. Inside is an assortment of classic Father's Day gifts.
Oh, it's like a bottle opener.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, do you want to try and guess what's in there?
Yeah.
Most typical Father's Day gifts, what have you got?
Okay, 6-pack of beer.
That, not quite.
Okay, so definitely a bottle opener.
That was not in there either.
Socks.
Socks was in there.
Okay,
What they say, like, best father ever or something on them, which is so cute, right?
That's cute. A new coffee mug.
Correct.
Yes.
That was also in there with photos of baby Esme on the mug.
Hang on, how about this one? Razor blades.
No, they weren't. Okay, there's only one more. A bit hard to guess. It was this sort of thing that hangs in your rearview mirror, right, of your car.
Was it an air freshener?
It wasn't.
Damn.
It's like when... So, do you know those little Tykes cars? They're like the little red ones, the yellow roof, absolutely typical that kids drive around in.
Yes.
Their little feet, like, run underneath. It was one of those in sort of keyring size, and then on the driver of this tiny car was Esme's face, and then it says, Drive Safe Dad on there.
Oh.
The cutest thing possible.
That's adorable.
So, it will therefore hang in my car as a reminder to... drive safe, Dad.
Yes, exactly.
Overall, lovely. Had a little barbecue, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Very nice. But receiving the classic Father's Day gifts all in a box. I mean, bottle opener wasn't there, so I'll be following up on that and making sure it's in next year's one.
Good.
Because you need to tick those off, I feel like, as a dad. All the classics.
That and a stubby holder, five.
Actually, you know what? Why wasn't that in there? There's a few things I'm taking to the complaints department here.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I've seen this video, Crevo, and it's got me thinking how much I am like a crazy pack of monkeys. When it comes to food.
Eh?
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. Here's a comparison. So this video has captured a moment over in Mexico where wild spider monkeys have snuck into an all-inclusive buffet over there, part of a hotel, to help themselves to some free bananas.
So, oh, how funny.
So you're walking into a buffet breakfast, and you're staying in a hotel. Obviously, it's a free-for-all. You pay a certain amount of money, of course. You can go back as many times as you want. Take whatever you like.
You walk in there, you're eyeing up the waffles station.
Yep.
You're thinking, I might get eggs my way as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little scramble this morning, some crispy bacon, that looks all right.
All the fresh juice and hot chocolates that you want.
You're living life, and then they're taking your fruit that you've paid good money for.
Yep.
Is a pack of monkeys.
Yeah, literally, and that's what this clip shows. It has over 9 million views, right?
Of course it does. People like seeing monkeys steal stuff.
Yeah, it's insanity. So they've gotten into this little buffet section. One of the primates is standing on top of, like, the fresh fruit area. So it's, like, on top of, like, one of the stands. And then there's another thief waiting nearby holding a bunch of bananas. So one's distracting some of
like
the stuff. Yeah.
Nothing changes,
and then
does
they
it?
Throw bananas onto the ground. The others are, like, picking them up as well. So it's just a heist, and it just looks crazy.
It's not the first time this has happened, though. No. Monkeys are notorious thieves.
They are.
First of all, you can think about the monkey forest in Bali in Ubud, which is iconic, all right? You go there, and you're guaranteed they steal your stuff and hold it hostage.
Mm.
So they'll grab, like, try and grab your phone. That's a classic. And then they won't give it back till you give them a bag of peanuts that you have to buy from the local seller.
Are you serious?
Oh, absolutely. It's a common occurrence. They'll take your bag, wallet, sunglasses, hat, anything they can grab, and then trade to you for snacks, which they have for sale there.
How are they so smart?
Well, we're closely related to them. And sometimes you think that person's hardly smarter than a monkey. And that's because it's true.
Well, that is true.
We share 99% of the DNA.
Crazy.
And some people, I think, share 100%. That's a separate issue.
Well, when it comes to a buffet, apparently I share 100% because this is exactly what I look like when I go to a buffet. It's like, give me all the prawns.
Well, yeah.
Sneak them in your pants, whatever.
You can
steal
just
some fruit.
You can just put them on your plate.
No, I'd rather take some home in my bag.
Is that what you call your pants?
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
On the return of a cult classic today, September 2nd, is the return of the Sub Dog.
What's a Sub Dog?
It's a giant foot.
What's that
dog? No, it's a foot long Subway that's a hot dog.
What?
Yeah, so it first came out a few years ago as an April Fool's joke.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But people were so excited about it that they made it real. And it returns to that. I think it's limited time again. As a lot of people are excited about it.
So is this in our country?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, this is it. It's a cult classic menu item to Australia, limited time.
Right.
I think it only runs till, it's basically this month.
Okay, so you have a month to get to Subway.
To try it out. It's like a big, well, you can imagine it. It's a foot-long hot dog.
Okay. So if I Google this, right, can I just see where, like, what stores do it?
Yeah,
because it'll
the
be,
way.
Like, particular stores. It won't be everything.
The story I'm reading says it's for Australia.
Okay.
But, yeah, anyway, let's see.
Righto. Well, we'll just have to look and see.
Local stores, exactly, if they're doing it. It looks pretty decent. Like, you've got your jalapenos on there, mustard, cheese, which, for me, pickles are a must on a hot dog.
Absolutely. Hey, if you are listening to this and you work at Subway somewhere in our local area.
Yeah, and if you can confirm that you've got them in stock.
Yes.
At the Novos _, send us a message.
Yeah,
and
on Instagram.
That's right, on Instagram, and we'll let everyone know where they are.
Yes.
Look, I'm reading this story, and it is on a reputable news site.
Okay. Yep.
But sometimes all those details are not included. So yeah, give it, if you've got a Subway hookup, let us know.
Yes, please.
At the Novos _.
Yeah, that's lunch sorted.
UFM.
The Novos.
Growing up with social media, especially as an adult, you've seen how all the platforms have changed, especially the people on there. Particularly in Instagram and TikTok as examples, are full with like so many different types of influencers, right?
Of course.
There's someone for everything, just about. One in particular that's making headlines at the moment and kind of confusing me are called meat influencers. So a meatfluencer, claiming that a carnivore diet, these people, helps clear skin and cure them of gut issues and, you know, lack of energy stuff.
I'm not sure about all that. I feel like a balanced diet's important.
You're a big meat guy, though.
Well, yeah, I love big meat. That's one of my. In fact, that's my favourite size of meat.
Look, in my opinion, I reckon these people are just likely to have a thick, juicy steak every day and just want to be able to talk about it and just justify having steak.
And write it off as a tax return.
Yeah, give me those Frankfurts, absolutely. So amongst us two, Karevo, I thought we could kind of discuss what type of influencer personality each other would be or have or promote.
Yeah, this is fun.
Right, so I've got one for you, okay. First and foremost.
Yeah.
Again, with the food things for you, cheesefluencer.
Oh, I could do that.
You know so many different cheeses. Like so much off-air chat happens around, you know, Gouda.
Cheese
and brie
chap.
Cheese.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm.
And
cheddar.
We even have a giant cheese poster on our wall in the kitchen at home.
Do you?
All the different cheeses. Like it's an oldie-timey one from like a cheese shop in France, that sort of thing.
Cute.
And actually, it goes further. We actually have a map of France on the wall, which locates all the different cheese makers from like olden times. Yeah.
That's how obsessed you are with cheese.
Love cheese. So that is a perfect match.
That's insane. Well, yeah, that's basically what I've got for you.
Okay, I've got one for you. Yep. I could see you. Now, if you don't know this about Ari loves snack foods. So chips, like biscuits, that sort of thing. You're a very healthy person.
Anything that crunches.
Anything that crunches, Ari will have it.
Yep.
Every day, you eat a couple of different snacks every day in here.
Yeah.
So I can see you as the snackfluencer. Ari, the snackfluencer.
Yes.
Right? You're out at all the red carpet events. You know, cameras are flashing, all this sort of thing.
Eating a packet of Doritos.
And instead of, what are you wearing? It's what are you snacking on today, Ari? Ari the snackfluencer.
What's in your purse? A bunch of different snacks.
Yeah, what's in your bag there? Yeah. All different snacks. I could also see you like releasing your own album.
Okay.
So obviously after influencers become famous, they've got to have a music department.
Oh, sure.
And I'm thinking, guess who snack again? Ari snack tell a friend. As the title, this is a working title at this point, right? I could also see you going around the world trying all the different snacks on Ari's Snack Safari, right?
Stop it. That's brilliant.
You travel the world, you taste all the different things, you're on all the red carpets, and you've got your music career. Ari the Snackfluencer, I think this is a potential new career for you.
And free food for life. You know what? Sometimes you do come up with some weird things, Karevo, but I think that's your best marketing yet.
Ari's Snack Safari.
UFM. The Novos.
We're pretty much done for the day.
Yeah, great Monday.
It certainly was. Got to award a prize. We've got Family Passes Oakvale Wildlife Park. Yes. That goes to Joe from Lambton. Congratulations. That is all yours.
Yes, absolutely. Also, if you do want to get in touch with us at any time, contact us at @thenovos_ on Instagram, because we've just had a message come through from Aisha, and she has just confirmed that you can get the Subway hot dogs for a limited time at like all the Subways across the country.
Sub dog. Yeah, we were talking about it earlier. I read the article saying it's launching today.
Yes.
But it wasn't really clear in the story if it's everywhere. It is. So if you want the foot long hot dog for lunch today, it looks delicious. You got the mozzarella on there, pickles, whatever you want. All the Subway toppings,
different sauces, cheese even.
Oh, yes, please. Hook me up. This is not an ad or anything. We're not paid unless they want to hook us up. That's separate.
100%.
Yeah. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy this beautiful weather that we're having. Bit windy, so hold on to your kites and all that. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Catches.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.